This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John Matarazzo. Coming up in a moment, Canadian pastor arrested at airport. His crime? Opening his church. That story right after this short message.
Did you know families that typically make $35,000 to $95,000 annually often won't qualify for the federal Pell Grant? At Liberty University, we created a solution to help students afford the quality education they deserve. Our Middle America Scholarship, when combined with the Liberty Champion Award, will match the Pell Grant, a value of up to $5,495 per year for up to 4 years. And the Middle America Scholarship is stackable with most other Liberty aid. Learn more by texting MAS to 49596. Again, that's MAS to 49596.
Pastor Artur Pulowski became famous for yelling at Canadian health officials and officers, calling them Nazis, as he threw them out of his church for trespassing and violating their religious service. Shortly after that incident in May, Pastor Pulowski and his brother David were arrested for organizing church services that challenged rules on masking and physical distancing. Monday, September 27th, after speaking at various churches and conferences in the United States, preaching and warning about communism for the last 4 months, upon his arrival, Pastor Pulowski was immediately taken into custody while on the tarmac of the Calgary International Airport. According to Sarah Miller, Pulowski's attorney, she confirmed that he is now being charged with contempt of court for an alleged offense on June 5th. In June, Pastor Pulowski and his brother were found guilty of contempt for violating COVID-19 health orders. At a sentencing hearing earlier this month, Alberta Health Services asked that Pulowski be jailed for 21 days and that his brother be sentenced to 10 days. The court was asked to fine Artur $2,000 and imposed $15,000 in costs. A decision on the matter is expected on October 13th. Ezra Levant, Canadian media personality, political activist, and broadcaster, communicated in an email to his followers that Artur Pulowski was voluntarily returning to Alberta to face the wrath of the government. But since the hearing was not for another 2 weeks, Artur is legally a free man. Levant questioned in his letter, "So why did the police arrest him again, in another SWAT-style raid? He's not a flight risk. He was literally flying back to Canada to face his fate. This is shocking. It's terrible proof that Alberta is becoming a police state, much in the same way Australia is." Levant claims that Alberta, Canada remains the only jurisdiction in the free world to jail Christian pastors for the crime of opening their churches during the COVID-19 pandemic lockdown. He says that this is a deep shame to the province and any police who claim they're merely following orders. Pray for Pastor Pulowski as he awaits his fate and the persecution ahead. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from others' journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast as well as many more Spirit-filled podcasts on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. For more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John Matarazzo. God bless you.